Welcome to today's deep dive. We're diving into a topic that's both ancient and cutting edge, camel-derived products.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you guys sent in a fascinating mix of sources for this one. We've got everything from like glowing personal stories about miracle cures to like dense scientific research papers on nanobodies and cancer treatments.
Wow, that's quite a range.
It really is. So our mission today is to unpack all of this, separate the hype from the, you know, the legitimate scientific exploration.
Sounds like a fascinating challenge.
It is. To get us started, you actually included some testimonials.
Okay.
Yeah. One person, Ahmed, said that his skin issues totally cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lena mentioned feeling decoxified and rejuvenated. They sound incredibly convinced.
Yeah, it's always compelling to hear those, like, those firsthand accounts, people
yeah.
experiencing, you know, real results. But scientifically speaking, we have to be cautious about attributing those solely to camel urine.
Right.
The placebo effect is incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
And without rigorous testing, it's really difficult to pinpoint a direct cause and effect relationship.
Totally. Enthusiasm doesn't, like, automatically equal scientific evidence, right?
Right.
One of the research papers that you sent dives into something called nanobodies, which honestly sounds like something out of science fiction.
Yeah, it's a name that definitely sparks the imagination, right?
It does.
But they're very real.
Right.
And incredibly tiny antibodies found naturally in camels.
Okay.
And what's really fascinating is that they're present in both camel milk and urine.
Okay, now that is interesting. So why the excitement around nanobodies? Like, what makes them so potentially game-changing?
So in a nutshell, their size and their unique properties are shaking things up in a big way, especially in cancer research,
mm-hmm.
because nanobodies are so much smaller than regular antibodies. They can penetrate deep into tissues, reaching areas that larger molecules just can't.
Yeah.
Like, we're even talking about crossing the blood-brain barrier,
right.
which is a major hurdle for treating brain tumors.
That's significant. And I'm guessing that size must open up like other possibilities too.
Absolutely. Researchers are so excited about their potential for targeted drug delivery.
Okay.
Imagine this. Using nanobodies to deliver medication directly to cancer cells.
Oh, wow.
This kind of precision could increase the effectiveness of treatments while at the same time significantly reducing those harsh side effects that are often associated with like conventional methods.
That's remarkable. It sounds like nanobodies could like revolutionize how we approach cancer treatment entirely.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there have to be challenges too. Like, research breakthroughs are rarely a straight shot to success.
You're absolutely right. One of the major hurdles right now is figuring out how to prevent nanobodies from being filtered out of the body too quickly by the kidneys.
Mm.
Remember how we said they're found in camel urine?
Yes.
It's directly related to how efficiently the kidneys remove them from the bloodstream.
Ah, that makes sense.
Wow.
So how are scientists trying to overcome that obstacle?
So they're exploring different ways to engineer nanobodies to have a longer lifespan in the bloodstream.
Okay.
And if they can crack that code, it would make these tiny but mighty antibodies even more effective.
Now, this is where things get really interesting, right?
Yeah.
We're potentially talking about groundbreaking cancer therapies that could stem from.
Hmm.
Well, camel pee. That's not something you hear every day.
It's definitely an attention-grabbing juxtaposition.
Yeah.
A substance many might consider, you know, waste, potentially unlocking cutting-edge medical treatments.
Right. What about camel milk? It's been a staple in some cultures for centuries, and I know there's a lot of buzz around it these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Camel milk, you could say, is having its moment in the kind of wellness spotlight, and for good reason. For
yeah.
centuries, it's been prized for its health benefits, especially in regions where camels thrive. And what's really interesting is that modern science is starting to back up some of those traditional beliefs.
So it's more than just like a passing fad then. There's like actual scientific evidence supporting the claims about camel milk.
It's definitely more nuanced than just a trend.
Okay.
Camel milk is naturally packed with a powerhouse of nutrients. We're talking proteins, vitamins, minerals, and yes, you guessed it, those fascinating nanobodies we just discussed.
Like nature's own, like all in one package.
Exactly.
What about some of the specific health claims being made? For example, I've heard it might be helpful for managing diabetes. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, that's one of the areas where research is showing real promise.
Okay.
Unlike cow's milk, camel milk contains a different type of insulin, and there's some evidence suggesting that our bodies might absorb it more easily.
So many people struggle with cow's milk. Is there any truth to the claims that camel milk is easier to digest?
That's another area where, like, anecdotal evidence seems to be aligning with scientific findings. Unlike cow's milk, camel milk lacks a specific protein called beta-lactoglobulin,
Okay.
which is a common culprit in milk allergies.
Right.
So for individuals who experience digestive issues or allergic reactions to cow's milk, camel milk might offer a kind of a viable alternative.
Fascinating. It seems like we're seeing both ancient wisdom and modern science converge when it comes to camel milk. But we haven't circled back to that, like, original attention-grabbing topic yet. Camel urine. What does the research say about its potential beyond the, anecdotal evidence?
This is where things get even more intriguing.
Okay.
While drinking camel urine might not be everyone's cup of tea,
I can't say I've added it to my shopping list just yet.
scientists are indeed starting to pay close attention to its potential, particularly when it comes to those powerful anti-cancer properties we touched on earlier.
Wait, really? So they're studying camel urine in actual labs now?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And some of the early findings are generating quite a buzz within the scientific community. I
Okay.
think those studies will be particularly interesting to kind of delve into next.
Okay, so we're venturing into the labs now, exploring the science behind camel urine.
It's definitely a realm where ancient traditions and modern research are kind of intertwining in some unexpected ways.
Yeah.
We talked about the, centuries-old practice of using camel urine in traditional medicine, especially in those arid regions where camels are such a vital part of life.
Right, and it's amazing how those practices have persisted for so long, passed down through, like,
It's
generations.
fascinating, right?
Yeah.
Modern science is finally catching up, taking those, long-held beliefs and practices and putting them to the test using, rigorous scientific methods.
So what are those tests revealing? Is there actual evidence to support the idea that camel urine could have anti-cancer properties?
There are indeed some early studies suggesting just that preliminary findings indicate that camel urine might actually have the ability to inhibit tumor growth in certain types of cancer.
Okay, but how? What could possibly be in camel urine that has such a, like, powerful effect on cancer cells?
Well, remember those nanobodies we discussed earlier?
Yeah.
Those incredibly tiny but mighty antibodies
Yes.
found in both camel milk and urine.
Right. Those nano-sized antibodies with the potential to target specific cells, like microscopic, like, guided missiles.
Exactly. And it's not just about nanobodies.
Okay.
There's research indicating that camel urine might also constrict blood flow to cancer cells, essentially like cutting off their supply lines and starving them of the nutrients they need to grow.
Wow, so it's like a two-pronged attack, targeting cancer cells directly and simultaneously, like cutting off their resources.
A very effective military strategy, as it turns out, even at the cellular level.
Wow.
And the intrigue doesn't end there. There's even research exploring whether camel urine could work synergistically with conventional chemotherapy drugs, potentially enhancing their effectiveness.
So not necessarily replacing chemotherapy altogether, but possibly making it work even better.
Precisely. It's about leaving no stone unturned in the fight against cancer, exploring every avenue that might lead to, more effective treatments and ultimately, like, better outcomes for patients.
Well said. We've covered a lot of fascinating ground here, from glowing testimonials and ancient traditions to the intricacies of nanobodies and the potential of both camel milk and urine.
We have, yeah.
What stands out to you most from all this?
It's the convergence of those seemingly like disparate worlds, ancient wisdom and cutting-edge science that I find most captivating, honestly. We're witnessing age-old practices being, investigated with the most sophisticated tools and technologies available.
Yeah.
That intersection is incredibly exciting and holds so much potential for like new discoveries.
It does feel like a whole new frontier is opening up right before our eyes.
It really does, and
It's
it underscores the importance of like collaboration across disciplines.
Yeah.
Imagine scientists working hand in hand with practitioners of traditional medicine, combining their knowledge and expertise to kind of unlock the secrets held within these remarkable substances.
Yeah.
It's a powerful reminder that we can learn so much when we approach challenges with like open minds
Yeah.
and a willingness to bridge the gaps between different, ways of knowing.
I love that perspective.
Yeah.
And it perfectly embodies the spirit of this show, like
Yeah.
diving deep, exploring multiple angles, and, embracing the unknown.
Absolutely.
This deep dive has been quite a thought-provoking journey, to say the least. Looking back on everything we've discussed, what stands out to you most about the, the potential of camel-derived products?
For me, it's the remarkable possibility of kind of like bridging that gap between traditional medicine and modern like scientific approaches. We're seeing these age-old practices being explored with cutting-edge tools and technologies. It's a testament to the power of like interdisciplinary collaboration, and that's incredibly exciting. Who knows what other breakthroughs we might uncover when we, you know, combine different ways of knowing and approach challenges with open minds.
It's like opening a door to a whole new world of possibilities. Well, thank you so much for taking this deep dive with me. It's been a pleasure exploring all of this with you.
It's been a pleasure being here. Thanks for having me.
And for everyone listening, thank you for joining us for this incredible deep dive.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.